to join the conference, or a customer services representative.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the telephone conference where Mr. Andreas Koopman, Chief Executive Officer of Bob's Group, will be discussing the company's 2008 consolidated turnover, with some preliminary comments on the 2008 full-year financial results, which will be published on 31st of March 2009. Mr. Andreas Koopman, sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference, which has the purpose to comment the 2008 consolidated turnover and give you additional comments on the situation which our group is experiencing. With me for the telephone conference are also present Christian Budry, our Chief Financial Officer, and Joseph Santoro, our Investors Relationship Manager and Group Treasurer. Early this morning, we published a press release, which is also available since this morning on our internet site, and I start with the assumption that each of you already had a chance to review it. In an effort to continuously improve our communication, we have, in this press release, for the first time, given more details on the evolution of our turnover from one year to the other. Indeed, in all quantitative elements, we separated the sales evolution in three categories: volume, change in scope, and exchange rate variance. We hope that this additional information will be useful to you. As you have seen, the consolidated turnover 2008 amounts to 1,633,000,000 Swiss francs, and our latest guidance, which we gave out for the 2008 turnover, was between 1,650,000,000 Swiss francs and 1,700,000,000, assuming an impact due to foreign exchange variance of approximately 50 million. As the exchange rate continued to evolve rather negatively in the last months, we are impacted by a negative influence of 81 million Swiss francs, that is 31 million more than initially anticipated. Taking this into account, the turnover of 1,633,000,000 is absolutely within the range we expected. The three currencies that had the greatest impact on our turnover are the euro, the US dollar, and the British pound. The acquisition of Fischer & Kreke brought 93 million to the turnover, a little bit less than anticipated at the time of the acquisition on April 1st, when we expected a little more than 100 million for the 9 months of consolidation. From the 123 million Swiss francs volume decrease compared to the record year of 2007, 115 are due to the evolution of the business area folding carton and 18 million due to the corrugated board business area. Flexible materials grew by 11 million in addition to the 93 million brought by Fischer & Kreke, as already mentioned a little bit earlier. In the business area folding carton, it is worth mentioning that the decrease of approximately 70 million, 70, is due to a very slow year in the large printing and die-cutting machines, mainly dedicated to the tobacco industry. We already mentioned this in earlier comments, and we think that this important slowdown in this narrow market segment of application is due to possible overinvestments over the last 5 to 6 years. We are confident that better levels will be achieved again in a year or two. We should also mention that the 2008 turnover is a little bit on the lower end of our estimation due to the fact that approximately 8 to 10 customers unexpectedly postponed deliveries from 2008 to 2009 at the last minute. Fortunately, the difficult economic situation did not trigger more of such postponements, and which could very well happen in these uncertain times. We will publish our consolidated net results on March 31st as planned, which means that as of today we are in the middle of the group's consolidation process. The reduced turnover in volume of 7.1%, also due to the negative impact of the exchange rates, influences, of course, negatively our net result. Also, the fact that the major volume decrease in 2008 has taken place in the business area folding carton, which has the highest profitability of all three business areas, significantly impacts our net profit of last year. In addition, you know that in 2008 we had some one-time costs which we commented in previous contacts already. These are, first, the Düsseldorf World Exhibition Drupa, held at the end of May, beginning of June 2008, which created special costs of approximately 6 million Swiss francs. Second, the integration of the acquisition of the German company Fischer und Krecke into the business area flexible materials, and the resulting transformation of our production site in Piacenza, Italy, into a group production site dedicated to various machine modules. These costs costed us approximately 15 million. All these factors accumulated confirm that we will publish a significant lower net result in 2008 compared to the record year 2007. It is, however, too early to quantify it, even more so as the severe economic deterioration which we experienced in the last quarter will certainly also have its effect on the net result 2008. We started 2009 with very low backlogs, especially in folding carton and corrugated board. As it is too early for us to have a good idea of where the 2009 turnover will end up with, it is, as a consequence, difficult for us to express the backlog in number of months as we usually do it. What we can say is that the backlog in folding carton is, at the beginning of 2009, approximately 55% of the one we had at the beginning of last year. In corrugated board, at the beginning of 2009, the backlog is approximately 35% of the one we had at the beginning of last year. However, the backlog of flexible materials is at approximately the same level as last year. Globally for the group, the backlog at the beginning of 2009 was at 65% of the one we had at the beginning of last year. As we mentioned in our presentation to the financial community and the media on December 3rd, the order intake significantly dropped since September 2008, and this for all products in all regions. The shipments in the last quarter remained stronger than the order intake. Therefore, the backlog diminished quite rapidly in folding carton and corrugated board. We have, of course, reacted very quickly to this change in economic situation and have implemented already various measures in our sites in order to cope with the decrease in business volume. In particular, the accumulated overtime during 2007 and first half of 2008 have been compensated by time off. Vacation periods, which could not be taken during these busy periods, have also now been caught up. Temporary staff, more than 400 in the group, has been reduced to a bare minimum. Limited time contracts for employees have not been and are not being renewed. In addition, we have repatriated a significant amount of subcontracted work. Also, we ourselves, in our facilities, are doing some subcontracting for companies which are not affected by this economic cycle. Whenever possible also, we are renting out qualified personnel to companies in the neighborhood of our sites, which are looking for such competences. In various sites, such as Piacenza in Italy, Bielefeld in Germany, we have introduced short time weeks, in French, chômage partiel, in German, Kurzarbeit. We also had to reduce our personnel in Bedford, in the United Kingdom, by approximately 10% or 20 employees. We have announced today short working times in our facilities in Lausanne, in the Lausanne area, as well as in a facility 60 kilometers north from Lausanne in Avenches. As a matter of fact, we intend to integrate the activity of this facility into the Lausanne facility in the second quarter of this year. In Lausanne, we expect, as we see it today, that approximately 280 persons out of over 2,000 employees will be affected by short time weeks. As you can see, we are following our approach of trying to keep all necessary competences in the group in order to be able to serve our customers as well as possible, even in these difficult times. Various different measures are also planned depending on different scenarios we established internally. Today, it is extremely difficult to assess the way the market will go in the next 12 to 18 months. This is also the reason why we do not give any guidance concerning the 2009 turnover. We hope to be able to better assess the situation when we will meet again on March 31st, when we will publish our detailed results. What we certainly know today is that 2009 will be an extremely challenging and difficult year for our group. I hope these explanations were useful to you, and we can now start with questions and answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. If you change your mind and want to withdraw your question, please press 7 again. We will take the questions in the order received, and we will take as many as time permits. The first question comes through from the line of Patrick Raphaël. Patrick, your question please.
Hi, I have three questions if I may. First, on Fisher and Krekar, can you give us any indication regarding the profitability? Did you manage to break even there for 2008? And should we expect any goodwill impairments there? Then related to that, the negative effect was greatest in flexible materials. Could you give us a bit of color here? What were the drivers or which currencies were driving that? And then lastly, can you also give us a bit more color on the pricing situation? Were the volume declines purely less units sold, or was there also a pricing component? Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for your questions, Mr. Raphaël. First, on the profitability of Fisher and Krekke, we will, of course, give more information on the March 31st, but what we can say, and we said it already, that we expect the profitability for Fisher and Krekke in the year 2008 to be negative, of course, and we expected at the time to reach more break-even situation in 2009. Now, of course, with the market situation as it is, because we, of course, at the beginning when we acquired Fisher and Krekke, we did not expect these market conditions. The profitability in 2009 is more challenging than initially expected. but we still have our plans in place. And with normal market conditions, we probably would have been or would be close to break even in the fish and cracker operation in 2009. Concerning your question about goodwill impairment, on the fish and cracker, there is no goodwill impairment to be expected for the year 2009. Now that's for the first question, is that fine?
Yes, thank you.
For your second question, you raised the point that the effect of exchange rate variance is the largest in flexible materials compared to the other two business areas. And the main reason is, of course, the fluctuation of the British pound. As you know, we have operations in flexible materials in Bedford, near London in the UK, as well as in Haywood, in Manchester. And you know also how the pound, the British pound fluctuated in 2008, especially towards the end also. And there's, of course, also a certain effect of the euro. But the fact that it's the biggest in flexible material is that it's the business area that is most affected and most influenced by the pound, the British pound. Did I answer your second question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Concerning pricing, of course, it is clear that in a very difficult market situation as we are today, and that each competitor is fighting for every single order available out there, that the pricing pressure is very high. But again, in these circumstances, despite the fact that the volume decrease creates problems for the group and profitability challenges, we do not intend, because of our mid and longer term policy, to drop prices significantly. It is much too difficult to raise prices afterwards once the economic situation comes back to more normal situation, and to get customers used to much too low pricing levels. So it is, of course, always a compromise in each negotiation of how far you go, but we did not change our pricing policy drastically due to the economic situation. We think it is unhealthy, although we know, of course, and you can imagine that some of our competitors are doing silly things at the moment, profiting to certain customers in the short term. The survival of those competitors is questioned, and of course then the service activity on those equipment sold at those conditions is also questioned. So that short-term thinking is not what we try to pursue or are pursuing at the present time. Did I answer your last question, Mr. Rafaiz?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question comes through from the line of Caroline Price. Caroline, your question, please.
Yes, hello. I have a few questions. My first is about the decline in Asia and Oceania. In the second half, it was particularly pronounced. And I'm just wondering if you can talk a little bit about that, you know, what the, in terms of the product categories, where the biggest decline was for them. Was it also in the folding carton? And also, if you could talk about the tobacco machines, the area where you believe there was the greatest over-investment, let's say, or not over-investment, but like where you expect the demand there to fall off the most in terms of the geographic region, because I'm wondering if there's any tie-in here with Asia and that, or if that tobacco machine issue was more a European phenomenon. And then I'd also like to ask you how the management transition is going in the folding carton area. That's obviously a huge challenge for Mr. Pfeiffer coming in these conditions. So I'd just like a little anything you can talk about in terms of how that transition is going. And then finally, I have a question regarding the, you know, the measures you talked about that you were taking. Are there any hours left in the overtime bank, or have they basically been used up? Because obviously the fall off has been pretty, pretty sudden, I guess. And so I'm wondering if there's still any cushion there if that's been used up. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Price, for your questions. I will try to take them in the same order as you presented them. First, the evolution in Asia and Oceania. Maybe two comments there. First, it is indeed, and the first and second question, as a matter of fact, are tied together because it is indeed also a significant drop in the tobacco industry in China. Because the tobacco industry in China has equipped itself quite well over the past years, and therefore there is a combination of cause and effect between China and the tobacco industries which we can point out. And also the China tobacco industry has restructured itself over the last 1 year and a half now, in the sense that through the government intervention, the number of brands and the number of tobacco companies has been reduced and consolidated. And therefore that also has an effect not only on our large printing and inline printing and die cutting equipment under the name Champlain, for the ones of you that follow us since years, which are affected, but also some of the die cutting, sheet fed die cutting products which we also sell in that year. In addition to that, in China there has been rumors since quite a few months during at the end of the second half of 2008 that the value added tax would be able to be refundable starting in 2009. In our sector that's approximately 17.17%. Therefore, many customers of course are asked to deliver, to have it delivered not in the end of 2008, but rather in 2009, because they were speculating to be able to get the refund of that value-added tax in China. And that's of course also a reason why some of the equipment that could have been delivered in the second half of 2009 in Asia, especially China, has been delivered or is being delivered only now in the first half of 2008. But at the same time, the economic slowdown in China is also there, we must say, and there is not a boom at the moment in China. So don't take the other side of the coin and think that we're going to have a fantastic turnover in the first half of 2009 due to that, because there is a slowdown there too in China. What we also observe in China, and maybe that's interesting, doesn't really yet affect us because our sales in corrugated board in China are minimal are relatively low at the moment, because it's still a very fragmented, low-level industrial industry is in the corrugated board, but the corrugated board industry in China is suffering heavily in these times. So that's maybe for the first and the second question, Mrs. Price. Is that fine or do you need more information?
Well, that's fine. Is that rumor then about the refund been confirmed or?
Yes. Based on what we know, because it's very difficult to know exactly finally what is true, what is half true, what is political, what is not political. Based on the information we have from our salespersons in China, in the field, the tax is being refunded in the beginning of 2009 on the equipment they buy, the type of equipment that we sell.
Okay, and just one follow-up on that is, these customers who postponed their deliveries, these were, in fact, just postponements, right? Have there been any cancellations or?
No real cancellation. It was I don't even remember of one cancellation. I think they're all postponements, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
The third question you asked is, indeed, we had, as announced, a management transition end of last year, actually on October 1st, in the business area folding carton. Let me be very clear on this subject. The evolution of the folding carton business has absolutely nothing to do with this management change, nor for Olivier Gardiol, who left, nor for Hakan Pfeiffer, who took the responsibility of this business area. The transition is happening well. Mr. Hakan Pfeiffer has taken the lead of this business area. He's a long-time employee of Box. He's a long-time employee and manager in the business area of Folding Carton, so he knows the business very well. As a matter of fact, the way we manage our businesses, the business is not dependent on one person, but there's a whole very strong management team in place in this business area of Folding Carton. It is really the market. And of course, especially again, maybe I can add here, in short and black and white expression, mature markets are replacement markets. Customers are not willing to replace equipment today because they have the capacity to do their work. If they have to replace it for cost reductions and efficiency improvements and quality improvements, they actually can wait, and today cash is king, so they don't want to invest in mature markets. And in smaller or in emerging countries, usually smaller customers, growing customers, more indebted customers, due to their growth, there the financing for them is more difficult to obtain, and the cost of financing has of course risen significantly. So those are the reasons why the market is not responding properly today, but the management of the business area Folding Carton is on top of it, is managing the situation. It's a tough time for all of us, but I think it's going proper, and we are pleased with the measures they take adapting to the situation. That's for the third question. Is that fine?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Now, overtime used up and so on. Of course, we have used up a lot of overtime that has been accumulated during the very strong period 2007 and beginning 2008. You know that in some countries like Switzerland, we have either an industry agreement or individual company agreements in terms of annualization of the working time. That means our employees have to work a certain amount of hours in a year with a tolerance of pluses and minuses, which allows us to adapt extremely well to some short-term fluctuations in terms of workload. Now, this overtime has greatly been reduced, of course, and taken by the employees, including also some of the accumulated vacation that were still to be taken from 2008. We even anticipated some of the vacations to be taken in 2009. So there we are quite well advanced. That's why we have, of course, introduced in quite a few sites, as I mentioned in the introduction, including in our main site in Lausanne, the short time week, which is the next measure in the list of measures that we explained in December that we will take. And now we are introducing that measure, which allows us to keep the competences on board and at the same time to adapt the capacities to the new workload levels that we have. We hope that we will be able to continue in these directions and these measures as long as possible, and otherwise, if of course the survival of the companies or some of the parts of the companies are at stake, we will have to take measures like laying off. But there we know that with the very strong specialization of our personnel in our field, it's each time also a certain investment destruction when we have to lay off people, but if it's necessary, we will do it. Is that responding to your last questions, Mrs. Price? Hello?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes through from the line of Richard Collier. Richard, your question, please.
Yeah, Richard Bau from the NZZ. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Kortmann, just a small question on what you said on Kurzarbeit. Lausanne, so, is 280 out of 2,000. That's correct.
Yes. At the present time, we will start very early March with this short time week or Kurzarbeit, as you say. Indeed, in our Lausanne facility, and in the Lausanne facilities, which has indeed over 2,000 employees, it will, as we see it today, touch 280 employees in terms of Kurzarbeit, yes.
Okay, and what about your facility in Avange? Can I understand that you will close it down over the next few months?
Well, you understood it properly in the sense that we are also introducing short time week there, and we have informed our employees that we will consolidate that activity in Lausanne and integrate the employees of that facility into our Lausanne facility. That is right. That was anyway part, at least studied, in the team project, which was the consolidation of our two sites in the Lausanne area into one site. Now we'll do it earlier because of the economic situation. And actually we have, for your information, it's not a big facility. We have 74 employees in Avanche.
74 in Avanche.
That's correct, yeah.
And how many of those will have short Kurzarbeit?
Most of them, all of them, because it's all production people, very little structure and administration, so most of them will be on short time week, yes.
Okay, so we published for Switzerland 280 plus 74 Kurzarbeit. Is that okay?
That's the rough figure. The 280 is rough, huh? But that's the figure we will start off beginning of March. That's correct, yes.
From March, and how many months do you see it at the moment?
Well, as you know, in Switzerland, we have to ask permission to do that every 3 months. For the moment, we see it for the next 6 months. But, of course, the number of people that will be touched by the measures will vary depending on the workload that will come this summer. Huh?
Okay, and last question, your plans about concentrating most of your facilities in your new factory in Mex will not change.
Well, we are continuing to do whatever necessary to get the authorizations for the building. We are continuing the engineering work. We are continuing the architect's work so that everything would be ready to launch, and we expect that to be sometime this summer. Then we will resubmit the whole project, or we will reconsider the whole project in terms of timing. Not if we do it or not do it, but in terms of timing because of the economic situation. It is possible that either we decide to do it and to implement it as initially planned, or it might also be possible that we decide to be cautious on the cash planning also side, to postpone it by 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, we don't know yet. But the long-term direction is given. We will do it. The question will be when we will do it.
Okay. See you in March in Mex.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your question.
Bye-bye.
The next question comes through from the line of Yves Zinier. Yves, your question, please.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Kaufmann. I'm a journalist for Le Temps Geneva. My question will be the following one. What is the total workforce that will be affected for the whole group by the short time week, please?
I'm not sure I understood your question. You're asking the total number of people in the total group that will be affected by the short time week?
That's correct.
Well, it's difficult to answer because that fluctuates every week differently depending on the workload that we have. So you have sometimes people that are on short time and that work the following week and so on. So it can vary very much. But the rough estimation, order of magnitude, out of the 6,000 people in the group, we estimate approximately 1,000 to 1,200 people that are affected by short time, because we have, as I said, about at the initial stage, a little bit less than 300 in Switzerland. We have in Piacenza, we have in Germany. We also are in this French system discussing it with the personnel representatives in France. So those are the facilities that will be affected in the next weeks and months to come. But it will fluctuate.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes through from the line of Raphael Besson. Raphael, your question, please.
Bonjour, Raphaël Besson, agence télégraphique suisse à Lausanne. Concernant le canton de Vaud, est-ce que vous envisagez des licenciements?
Bonjour, monsieur. Je vous répondrai en anglais, si ça va aussi pour vous.
Absolument, oui.
Mr. Besson is asking if we foresee layoffs in the Canton de Vaud, which is the region in which we have our main facilities here in Switzerland. And the answer is no. At the present time, we don't foresee any layoffs in the Canton de Vaud. The fact that we can use short time weeks is definitely a mean not to have to lay off in order not to lose competences. We also said that in the group worldwide, we will try to first use all other means before having to lay off for economic reasons. There is a limit to that, and our personnel knows that also, so there is no guarantee of employment. No company can today give any guarantee of employment. But we, as in our philosophy of having clear differentiation on the market with our people and our products, we will try to avoid layoffs as long as reasonably possible. Est-ce que j'ai répondu à votre question, M. Bé?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oui, merci beaucoup.
Merci. Hello.
Sorry, the next question comes through from the line of Armin Rechetcheve. Armin, your question, please.
Yes, hello, Mr. Koopman. I'm sorry I couldn't participate at the beginning of the conference call. I was put to a wrong conference call, so I had to enter the process again. So maybe you answered my question already. It's regarding flexible. There you did very well, even on an organic basis. You had a growth of 11 million. Can you shed a little bit light on that? Is it due to lower oil prices as well, or is it because it's the cheapest kind of packages, which is very well thought after right now, or what will be the tendency for the next few years?
Yes, Mr. Rechetcheve, thank you very much for your questions. No, your question was not already answered before, so there's no problem with that. Let me try to answer that. Yes, indeed, the organic flexible materials, although, I mean, they have the same economic situations worldwide like the other tools, is the best. As you can see, we have grown a little bit by 11 million organically in this business area. Well, there are various factors there based on our assessment. First, it is the highest growth area. You remember when we entered the business area flexible strategically, and it's not easy, admittedly, because of the profitability that we have difficulties to get up to the levels we would like to have as quickly as possible. It is there that the growth is the highest. So basically, this is the business area or the industry portion of packaging which has the highest growth. In addition to that, we have now worked since several years to position ourselves as one of the major suppliers in that business area, and we have lowest market share in that business area, so we are gaining market share, have more room to grow in this business area where we have the lowest market share compared to the other business area. Now, also, what we have to say, the third element, is that the business area flexible materials did not actually experience the same boom, if I may say so, in 2007, beginning 2008, as folding carton and corrugated. So the evolution was more steady, and it's possible that because we didn't boom as much, that the slowdown is not as big as also. That we still have to experience, but that could be another reason. And the last reason I would like to mention, in our opinion, is that indeed flexible materials is a low-cost package compared to the board package, and therefore very much used in emerging countries. And of course, the economies in emerging countries for consumption still growing. So the needs for packaging there continues to grow somewhat bigger than in board, which are more of their middle and higher end packages than flexible materials. And these are the several reasons that we think are the ones that allow us to see this growth despite the economic situation. And probably that means that based on our strategy that the cycles are somewhat different in folding carton, corrugated board and flexible, and therefore that helps us a little bit to take the shock of decreasing orders and turnover in the two other business areas. Did I answer your question, Mr. Rechberger?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Thank you.
We appear to have no further questions. So, hand back over to Mr. Koopman to continue the conference.
Thank you very much, sir. Yes, indeed, you have heard from our explanations and the questions. We are going through a challenging, difficult time. We expect the whole year 2009 to be challenging and difficult. We are taking the necessary measures that in order to adapt ourselves to it, not in the short-term thinking, but in the mid- and long-term thinking, by finding the right compromise of reducing costs as far as we can and as quickly as we can, at the same time not losing the key competences to continue to serve our customers today, and when then the market will pick up again, to not lose market share because of lack of capacities to competition. We know also that we are not losing market shares. To the contrary, we think that rather we are taking here and there some market shares, but we will not do it at the expense of pure pricing, because that, again, is short-term thinking. In this challenging environment, it is, of course, difficult to give you clear guidance for 2009. We will see on March 31st when we will publish the results if we can give you more. We know we are not the only company that says that, and indeed it is very difficult. So thank you very much for your attention, and we hope to see you all here in Prix near Lausanne on March 31st for the results comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Koopman. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. On behalf of Bob's Group, thank you for your participation. You may now replace your handsets.